Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 19th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Want to welcome our July patrons. Thank you so much for supporting us on patreon.com/thegamersin. Huge shout out to Will and Parker, who are our July patrons. Looking at the Gamers In this week, just a quick programming note. We're actually going to be recording a little later in the week, which is funny. We actually did that last week to allow Jocelyn to celebrate her birthday and not have to work on her birthday. So we recorded on Friday last week, or Thursday rather. Anyways, this week we're going to be recording on Friday because Thursday is Xbox's big announcement extravaganza of Xbox Series X games, the things that are going to make you want or not want to purchase a next-gen console from Microsoft. So we're going to be digesting that on Thursday, and then we'll talk about it Friday evening, and I should have it in your feed. I'll try to get it in there before the end of the weekend, or sorry, the end of the week, if not Saturday afternoon, so you can look forward to that over the weekend. As for what I've been playing, as mentioned last week on the Patreon Mini, I did a Discord stream for our patrons on Monday, and it didn't work so well, and it all comes down to make sure you update Discord. This is like rule number one of podcasting and content creation. Make sure your tools are updated. And Discord is one of those tools that when it's not updated, just completely tanks. It just does not work the way it should, but magically when you update it. I'm not faulting Discord. This is totally my bad. I think it really comes down to if there's a mismatch of versions with Discord, it causes issues between the people that are using it. So that was the core issue. We were having some technical difficulties. I worked back and forth with Discord support, and then I tested it the next day, and it worked fine, and it really was just updating the app. So, yeah. It was a lot of fun, though, to do that Discord stream, and I do want to do more of that. And Monday nights seem to be a good night for that. So I can't necessarily commit to a Monday night this week because I am still playing Desperados 3 and I'm in like the last chapter, like the last book. And I don't know if I want to necessarily stream that. Although it does show off like the big, huge maps and using all the skills at once and just this big playground of slowly maneuvering through these complex stealth tactics maps. So I'll see what it does, but if I do, I'll definitely do a shout out in Discord. But I figured the way I'll do it is when I know I'm going to do it for sure, I'll mention it here. And as of right now, it looks like it's only going to be PC games. Looking forward, there are a couple PC games that I'm hoping to get my hands on to play. But maybe, you know what? Maybe this is what we'll do. I'll say this for tomorrow. I'll do my best to get some time in. And I do want to finish Desperados 3 for our discussion on Friday to have a little bit of a game to talk about, because I'm sure the Xbox stuff is going to be a big focus. Looking at other stuff that I'm playing, obviously playing Paper Mario, I did decide to pick it up, and I've been playing it with the kids, and here's the thing, Caden is just, he's loving it, and he's actually controlling, and he wants to control, and he wants to move the characters. Now, the puzzle mechanics for the combat causes a bit of an issue. It's too complex and kind of confusing for Caden. He's only four, and you know, moving around and jumping on things and doing the combat where you're jumping on the Goombas and using hammer, he's fine with that. It's just like lining up the enemies that is a little, it's just too much for him at this stage. But even for me, I'm struggling with it sometimes, where I'm like, okay, like how am I supposed to get these all lined up? I don't know. And sometimes it can be a bit cumbersome. So we are enjoying it. We'll talk about that. I think the idea is we're going to talk about Paper Mario not this week, but next week. Because I think the Xbox thing is really going to dig into our time. And that'll probably be, unless there's some big other news to talk about, that'll be our big news segment is what goes down at that Xbox event. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing what Microsoft has up its sleeve. There's been obviously talk of they're going to show more about Halo Infinite and its campaign, which we have not seen yet. There's been rumblings of a new Fable game for the longest time, which I believe is one of the few franchises on Xbox that will that Jocelyn is very much a fan of Fables. I mean, I remember when we started the show, Fable 3 might have been just coming out, or maybe it had been out, and I had played it, or I'd gone back to it, because I never finished it. And that was, you know, a lot of fun to do that. And, I mean, I don't know if they'll announce Fable, but really, Fable for me, and I think for Jocelyn as well, is a big get. But obviously, with the way Microsoft does their first party titles, it'll come to PC, so I'm sure we'll both play it on PC. Other ones like a new Banjo-Kazooie would be really cool. I think that's those are characters that are just sorely underused by Microsoft since purchasing Rare. I'm going to say this here, Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, one of the best Banjo-Kazooie games out there and totally unique with that franchise, and I don't think it gets enough credit. If that had been a Nintendo game, I think people would have been over the moon about it, and because it was on Microsoft's console, it kind of didn't really fit. But now more than ever, I think Microsoft, you could have a Banjo-Kazooie game fit well. Now Rare is working on another title, I think it was Ember or something, so it might not be Rareware that works on it, but or Rare Limited, I guess they're known as now, because now they have Sea of Thieves in this other game that was announced, I think, last year. So we'll see what happens. Maybe Perfect Dark, that's also been rumblings of Perfect Dark. We won't have long to wait to find out. So that is happening on Thursday, and then we will record on Friday and have it in your feeds for the weekend. Over to Summoner's Call, we just finished recording, and there are new heroes from a Japanese-only game, New Mystery of the Emblem. Now, stick with me for a bit here. For people who listen to this and don't necessarily listen to Summoner's Call, this is one of the unique things about that show and the franchise, in that only a portion of the Fire Emblem games have come out to North America. And this next explanation is going to sound completely out of this world for folks that don't play Fire Emblem, and completely wrong probably for those that are deep into the Fire Emblem franchise, and down the middle who are people like me who just love the games, have a very, you know, good understanding, but when it comes to what happened in Japan and what happened in North America, it starts to blur. So these are characters from New Mystery of the Emblem, which is a part two let's start from the start. So you have Shadow Dragon and the Blade of Light, which was the first Fire Emblem game to come out on the NES in Japan. Then they remade that on the Super NES called Mystery of the Emblem, which they then added a book two to that, which is then there's a remake that came out on DS called Shadow Dragon, which came to North America, which is a remake of either, depending on how you want to look at it, a remake of the remake that came out on Super NES, or a remake of the first Fire Emblem game that came out on NES. And then there was New Mystery of the Emblem. So Shadow Dragon is Mystery of the Emblem in Japan, and then New Mystery of the Emblem was the sequel to the DS game, which is also a remake of Book 2. God, my head. Anyways, that probably makes no sense to anybody, and some sense to some, and just has set off people who are telling me I'm completely wrong. And that is, folks, why I have Eddie on Summoner's Call to help describe these things in a coherent manner, because I am already done with this. I have no idea, who am I, where am I? Anyways, Fire Emblem. Thank you, Nintendo, for making that so complex. So the end of the line here is basically, when Shadow Dragon came out on DS in North America, we did not get the sequel to Shadow Dragon, which is a game that came out in Japan and is familiar to the Japanese market because they already got that, I believe, that story told on the Super NES, which was... Anyways, let's stop. We're going in circles here. This is probably fun for most of you because you're feeling my pain, and it's fine to laugh. It's fine. Anyways, all that aside, we are starting up Game Club. Another reason, if you don't listen to Summoner's Call, which is a podcast about Fire Emblem Heroes, we have this segment called Game Club, where we play through a Fire Emblem game, and we play through it chapter by chapter. This time, we are bringing back Game Club to do the Three Houses DLC campaign, Cindered Shadows. So this is relevant to probably a lot of folks who have a Switch. If you played Fire Emblem, Three Houses, and you are thinking about going through the DLC, we are going to be playing Cindered Shadows chapter by chapter, week by week. So tune in. We provide the discussion points and the timestamps in the notes, like we do for Gamers Inn, and you can skip right to Game Club if you want. If you want to listen to the Fire Emblem Heroes stuff and you're interested in that game, you're more than welcome to do that as well. But we put those timestamps in for folks who want to, you know, if you're not particularly interested in a specific game, you want to jump forward, or you just want to talk about Game Club, it's all there for you. It's a, it's an additional tool to help you enjoy our content more. Now, looking at upcoming video game releases, we did get Death Stranding on PC. That is out. Super Hot Mind Control Delete is out. I got that for free because I had purchased Super Hot. Now, I didn't purchase Super Hot. I think I got it through the Humble Bundle monthly. So even if you got like it through Humble Bundle monthly or something, you probably have Super Hot Mind Control Delete sitting in your Steam account. Ghost of Tsushima and Paper Mario came out just past this past Friday. Into the Radiant on Rift, Quest, and Vive comes out on the 20th. Rock of Ages 3 comes out on the 21st. Destroy All Humans, it's a remake, remastering, I guess, on the 28th. Grounded on Xbox One and PC on the 28th. And Pistol Whip is coming to PSVR on the 28th of July. That is going to do it for this episode of TGI Patreon Mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.